British Prime Minister David Cameron and French President Nicolas Sarkozy gave Libya's new rulers strong support during a landmark visit to Tripoli today, vowing to release billions of dollars in frozen assets to help the transition from ousted leader Muammar Gaddafi. Cameron also promised to push ahead with more NATO strikes against Gaddafi's last strongholds.
This is not finished. This is not done. This is not over. There are still parts of Libya that are under Gaddafi's control. Gaddafi is still at large, and we must make sure this work is completed.
Cameron and Sarkozy are the first world leaders to visit Libya since rebel forces stormed into the capital and forced Gaddafi into hiding. And while the hunt for the ousted leader continues, Tripoli is trying to get back on its feet after months of so much conflict. Water and power supplies are being restored, shops and banks open. And as the BBC's Peter Biles reports, the city's relatively secure.
Here on Tripoli's seafront, the waves of the Mediterranean are rolling in, pounding against the sea wall. There's a very relaxed atmosphere here on this summer afternoon. It's not too hot, there's quite a bit of cloud cover. Not far offshore, there are a number of cargo vessels, and in the distance on the horizon, I can see two NATO warships. There are two fishermen on the rocks, and one of them is coming over to talk to us.
Nice to see you.
How are you?
No, I'm Shalva.
How's the fishing?
It's good today. It's
good. What have you caught?
Maybe 12, but it's
12 fish of four different types. Yeah. Do you sell the fish or do you take them home for yourself?
Just enjoy.
You just eat it?
Now we're in freedom. That's why I come here.
Do you come every day?
No, I am a manager of fire department in African Insurance Company. But I like to stay here Friday on Saturday only.
Is Tripoli getting back to normal?
No problem now, no problem. Without Gaddafi, it's no problem.
But you don't think he's coming back to Tripoli?
No, I don't think that. If I will catch him, I will fight him.
Mohammed Ramadan Ajaj runs a small club, a cafe here, overlooking the sea. Your club's closed at the moment?
Yes, closed now because, before the government, Gaddafi, make a problem for the people here entering the club, you know.
And how long have you been closed?
More than 7 months.
7 months? Yes. So since before, the uprising began at the beginning of the year?
What is the problem start here in Tripoli?
How long will it be before Tripoli gets back to normal?
I think at least 2 months or 3 months.
Back from the water's edge, not too far from Martyrs Square, are the fish stalls. And it's quite late in the day to be selling fish, but there's still a selection for those people who've come late. And the traders, many of whom are Egyptian migrant workers, are obviously glad to be back in business again. Can I ask your name?
Jamal Dorn.
What are you doing here today?
Just buying some fish for the family.
Is there plenty of fish available?
It's enough. Yesterday was better than today. Maybe tomorrow will be better than today.
So things are a lot better than, say, a week ago?
Yes, sir. A lot better. Yes.
What kind of changes have you noticed in Tripoli as a whole?
The love, the personality, everything. The atmosphere, how people care about each other, how all the sadness and ugly faces looks like it went away.
There's a danger of being caught up in that euphoria, but there are realities as well that have to be faced. It may still be difficult.
It will be a little harder than we expected, but we're going to go over it. We'll go through it, hopefully, with the help from each and everybody.